The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into the Sunday brunch version of the Early Edge. Your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. It's not close. I am your boy, the coach, and what do we always say? We just want to win more than we lose. It seems to be working for us because, once again, Saturday, when everybody else is taking the day off, not us, not us. I'm not a math major, but 7-2, that's pretty good. But it is now time to bring in the stars of the show because we've got to look forward. And today, I mean, an embarrassment of riches, first and foremost, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. Good morning, everybody. Fired up for a little day baseball. We've got an IndyCar race here on the streets of Nashville today, a little NASCAR. It's just a great sports day. Let's go.
Are you going to be out at the race today, or are you going to be watching it from high above?
I will be there. I'll be leaving for there in about 20 minutes.
Oh, sweet. We better get this stuff moving then. Also, live this morning, and it's great to be on with you again, Michael Roberts. Good morning, sir.
Hey, coach. It's been a while since I've been on with you. Glad to be here. Very jealous of Mikey. I saw some of the practices and going over the bridge. That is incredible. That's a nice scene there. That's a nice touch. Add to the elegance of the race today.
I wish all cities could embrace sports like Nashville does. It's like everybody, give me more, give me more, give me more. That's why I want to move there. Finally, he is our baseball aficionado, Johnny Bowman. Johnny B, good morning, sir.
Morning, coach. Yeah, big day at the brand yesterday. A lot of baseball today, so just trying to do my part today.
All right, and I know that you will. So let's get right into it. And don't forget, this is week one of the NFL preseason. Early Edge, we've got you covered top to bottom. Now, if you listen to Mikey, don't even watch preseason games. But we may be throwing a little bit of action at you. Turn on those notifications. You never want to miss one single second of this content. But I'm with Mikey. I'm not watching the preseason either. All right, now, Mikey, on day baseball, on Sunday brunch, the games are spread out. The weather, very, very important. You're up.
Yeah, weather's important. It's heating up again. We got some great hitting environments today, starting with Pitt and Baltimore, plus 15% home run and run scoring boost. Washington and Philly, the big boost here comes in terms of home runs, plus 20% there. Translates to about 10% overall run scoring. So good spot to look at home run props in that one. The biggest boost of the day, Boston, Kansas City, plus 15% across the board. And I'm being a little conservative on that based on where the air density is in that game. New York Yankees plus and St. Louis, same thing, 15% home run, 15% across the board. Big weather issues at Wrigley Field. The winds are blowing out. If they somehow are able to play through a little bit of rain, you might see some home run boosts. But I have major concerns about the Chicago Cubs game. I think it's definitely delayed, potentially postponed. And then Atlanta, New York Mets, plus 15% home run hitting and run scoring.
The other day, Mikey told you, 2 games going to be delayed. It happened. It happens. Listen and write the stuff down. You can't remember everything. I tell you that all the time. All right, let's get into our board because we've got a ton of picks to get to today. But before we do that, we got to pay those pesky little bills. Let's hear from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we are back. Just one play from Sportsline today. We're going to the White Sox and the Rangers. And Texas, apparently, they have not been afraid of the Chicago White Sox, not for 1 second. We're going to get the run line. We're going to get an extra run. And it's only like minus 130. We will take that all day. Rangers, +1.5, minus 130. All right. Now, we tell you all the time, Sundays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, very difficult to bet baseball. So be very, very careful. With that being said, oh, Mikey, on the Sunday brunch version, the show that you named, there's nothing I enjoy more than saying, you know the drill, son! Oh, there's a lot going on. Indy race on the streets of Nashville, but he's laser focused right here, right now. Mikey, give it to me.
All right, Coach. We're going to hit a baseball play. As you know, I'm very selective on Sundays. We've only made 7 of them all season. We have won all 7 of them. We're going to do it again here. Thank you to the weather. Gives me great spots to pick on Sundays recently. We're going Boston Red Sox. First 5 team total over 2.5 runs, minus 110. And we're also taking Boston over 5, minus 105. Played that at WynnBET this morning for the full game. Love this spot here for them. Great weather boost, plus 15% across the board. And again, I'm being conservative on that number there. The air density is down to 55. It's the best hitting environment we've seen in Kansas City so far this season, which is actually a really strong hitting park overall. We're going to have temps near 100 degrees, humidity around 50%, winds blowing out to center 13 to 14 miles per hour. But really, we're going to pick on Brad Keller here. He is league average at best in terms of weighted on base average allowed. Definitely below league average in terms of missing bats. Does not strike out many hitters here. 8 earned runs in his last start, giving up 3 in all of his last 4 starts. Really a rough spot for him. And then we know the Royals have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. This is going to be a great day for the Red Sox. We're taking them over 2.5 in the first 5 innings and over 5 for the full game.
Did you guys just hear what Mikey said? All season. Do you guys want to do that work? Do you want to go back and look? All season. He found that nugget. All season. Where's the 50-50 guy? I want to see where he's at these days. Where's the 50-50 guy? He's nowhere because this isn't a 50-50 business. And we've got the best. All right, Mikey, thank you very much. Now, Micah. We go from Mikey to Micah. Mr. Roberts, you, sir, are up.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. We got the Guardians, or Cleveland Baseball Club, as I like to call them, 2 games out in the AL Central. And pivotal point, you got to make something happen. You got to shake something up. You know what we got to do? We got to cut somebody. Send him his walking papers, marching out the door. Reyes, you're out of here. You're done. We don't care that you hit 30 home runs last year, 85 RBIs. You're out. Immediate result, 4-1, Cleveland win. And I think that's a little momentum that can carry over. You better play, or you might be out of here too. You're like, why didn't you trade me? We're just going to cut you instead. We needed some motivation for the team, and it worked. Whatever the team was feeling there, that's equivalent to me as throwing the bats in the shower and making something happen. So I like Tristan McKenzie a lot. I think he's an amazing starter. He's gone, Cleveland's gone 7-3 behind him. Last 2 starts, a little shaky. But before that, he only allowed 1 run in his 4 starts. All Cleveland wins. They've gone 7-3 behind him. And on the other side, you got Christian Javier. Hasn't been so good since his no-hitter. The 1-4 is what Houston is. And they're only 8-8 behind him this year. So I think there's an edge there. A little bit for Cleveland, plus money. And I'm going to go ahead and go with the Mets here. I think the big thing today, after winning 3 of the first 4 games, is that you got a situation. You can take control of it. You got your best starter up there. Probably only going to get 5 or 6 innings out of Jacob DeGrom, but you can go up 6.5 in the NL East, or you can stay at 4.5 and then dog it out with the Phillies, who are coming on strong. So I think it's an important game for both teams, but I think the mindset of the Mets right now, they're just attacking everything and playing so well, both sides of the ball. So I'm looking for that. The Mets 11-2 in their last 13, playing extremely well. We're going to go with the Mets.
I like that a lot. Now, you said something very interesting there, Mike. You said dog it out, Well, there's a doghouse that one of our fans is getting ready to go into because Mark Miller in the chat says, heading out of town this morning, Vegas odds on my girlfriend being ready in time, plus 100,000.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, if your girlfriend is like a lot of girlfriends on this show, she watches, she listens. Good luck, Mark. Good luck, Mark. All right, Mikey, real quick. I think I know the answer to this, but it's your play, so I'm going to ask you, what do you think about over 5.5 plus 106 for the Red Sox?
Yeah, so it's the same win condition when I'm playing five. You need a sixth run for a win either way. But I definitely want the five at this spot because I'm getting it at minus 105, obviously. So in those spots, typically what I recommend is drop it by at least a tenth of a unit to two tenths of a unit, depending on what your play was. Because I personally, in this spot with the number at five, you definitely like to keep that push condition alive.
I love it. I love it. Oh, Rock J 543 says, I love the coach. So do I. Also, somebody else I saw there, you joined on Friday. You already paid for the whole year. Oh, because we don't charge you $1,000 for a season. We don't charge you $4.99 for the next 3 weeks. Put my sunglasses on. Put my hat backwards. Let's go back to 1975. How about we do that? No, we don't do that at the early edge. Johnny Bulman, you're up next, big boy.
Let's do it, Coach. So I've got two plays today. First one, we're going to go with the Mariners on the money line against the Angels. So Marco Gonzalez is actually coming off a pretty tough start, but that was against the Yankees. They're ranked first in the league in weighted on base average in the last month. Tucker Davidson is starting for the Angels. He just came over in the Raisel Iglesias trade, and he probably will be good someday, but he's struggled this year. He hasn't been good yet. He's been walking a lot of guys. The Angels are also the second worst team in the league in weighted on base average against lefties. And the Angels are actually 7-4 against the Mariners this season, but the Mariners are 16-9 in the last 30 days, while the Angels are 8-16 in the last 30 days. So then our second play, we're going to go with the Cardinals plus 120 on the money line against the Yankees. Frankie Montas will make his debut for the Yankees today. He came over in the Athletics trade. He's actually coming off the bereavement list, though, so who knows what's on his mind. And I have no idea how deep he's going to get in this game because two starts ago, he pitched three innings. Last start, he pitched five innings, but that was 12 days ago. So I highly doubt he can get deep in this game. Adam Wainwright is dominant at home. He's 4-3 with a 1.79 this season. Giancarlo Stanton is still out. Anthony Rizzo could be out again. The Yankees are currently on their longest losing streak, and they're 10-15 in their last 25 games, including 3-9 on the road. The Cards are 10-4 at home in that span. I really like the value on the Cards here.
Damn, and I love the value on the Cards here. Last night, cashed them. Prop Stars had Montgomery. He said he'd be motivated against his old team. I think so. Shut him out. I love the Cardinals today at home. Johnny, thank you very much. All right, it's time now to cash with the coach. And the other day, somebody made fun of me for being 3-2. I'll take it. If you want to shade me for being 3-2, because I know I've been red freaking hot. The one thing I've learned from my cappers the last 19 months, whether it's M squared, whether it's Johnny B, whether it's Micah, it doesn't matter. That if somebody is on a heater, ride it until the wheels fall off. I do not understand leaving a team when they're red hot. So with that being said, we're going to go Orioles minus 170 today. We're going to go Dodgers minus, what's the number? Minus 130 today. We're getting these numbers, and it's crazy. The Orioles should be north of minus 200. I don't even need to look at the pitchers. Don't even need to look at the pitchers. That's how dominant the Orioles have been over the Pirates. Stop it. And the Dodgers, they're facing the Padres. They're the hottest team in baseball. And you're going to give me minus 130 against Yu Darvish, who, when he's away from San Diego, is very, very average. I'll take that. And then third and final play, we're going to go Reds Brewers over 7.5. Why? I just want to shock the world on an over where Burns is on the mound. Now, he's been hit the last couple of times. He's not the ace that he was in May and June. No. Let's go over 7.5. Those are my three big plays today if you want to cash with the coach. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy. And you know AB's on the ones and twos when the bots come back. M squared, Red Sox, first five. Red Sox team total, over five. Micah, Guardians, Mets, Johnny B, Mariners, Cardinals. I'm going to go Orioles, Dodgers, Reds, Brewers over, and the Rangers on the run line. I love all of these plays, but we've got three more. So, AB, show your face. Where is that big old fat smile that I love?
What up?
What's up, big boy? Happy Sunday to you.
Hey, happy Sunday to you guys. Happy Sunday to everybody in the chat. And look, you know, I understand that we're thinking negative against the bots. How could we blame them that they want to come and make some money too, right? So, hey, all are welcome. They just got to keep the chat comments a little more PG, and then we'll be on.
There you go. PG would be nice. PG would be nice. What do we got in the AB3 today, big boy?
Yep, got three plays, and I think they kind of correlate here with everybody else. First up, we're going to go in the Premier League. All right, we're going to go West Ham, Man City, both teams to score, -125. Understand, this game, this match starts at 11:30 Eastern, so do not waste any time. Get this pick in right now. Second, we're going to go with the Atlanta Braves. Team total over 2.5 today, -145. Them against the Mets. I think this is like the sixth game in a row that they've played. It's just been a roller coaster up and down. However, the one consistent has been this. Whether the Braves win, whether the Braves lose, they score three runs or more. So we're going to take that today at a low number, it being on Sunday. Lastly, going to follow your lead, Coach. Dodgers.
Team Let's
total,
go.
Oh, yep. Team total over 3.5, -165. A little juicy. But, Coach, you nailed it right here. The Dodgers, usually on Sundays, teams want to rest players. No, they're playing the Padres. Padres just spent all their bank account. The Dodgers want to say, yeah, good for you. We're still the kings out here. We're going to let you know how things get done. They've been taking it seriously all weekend. They do it one more time. And one more thing, 20% off all early. Yeah, all early Edge merch. You can sign with the QR code right there or go to cbssports.com/collection and find the early Edge there, putting that out there for anybody who might be a little interested.
Wow, we're going to have some merch ready by the football season, it looks like. Got the store already up and running. We're going to have a few options.
A few options, indeed. And the one option is this. Had a fantastic show. Nice job, boy.
Thank you, AB. Oh, our five-tool player, that guy is. So invaluable. All right, that's all the damage that we can do on a Sunday morning. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. M-Squared, Micah, Johnny B, AB on the ones and the twos. And, of course, the jeweler is always hovering. I am the coach. Tell all your friends, we are here 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Find me a brand that's been here every day since December 2020, and I'll wait. But guess what? I'd be waiting a really damn long time. So we're not going to wait. We're just going to say, this is simply the early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.